Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
On 2 days. What's the big idea?
I know, right?
Gosh.
Heavenly day. She's had a birthday. She's older and wiser and all that good stuff.
Things Jennifer are starting Holmes. To ache? Oh, no.
Really? I can tell you about that. Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program. Our poll today at DougStefan.com is Brian Williams' career over? A, yes, as well it should be. B, probably, whether he's guilty or not, his credibility is gone. C, no, even if he did embellish a story or two, it's no big deal. That would be for the Good Day program, not necessarily for NBC News. And D, who is Brian Williams? I love the way that he's the attribution given. He's decided that he will take himself off the air, and then NBC News decided he was going to have a 6-month suspension and not get paid. He doesn't come back to the nightly news, and because Jon Stewart is leaving The Daily Show, I said earlier, Jennifer, that if NBC had any brains at all, they would hire Jon Stewart to do the NBC nightly news, bring in all of those younger viewers, and let him do anything else that he wants to, and pay him as much as he wants.
That's interesting that you said that, because yesterday I was speaking with my papa, my daddy.
Yes.
And he actually had a similar
Michael
take.
Michael Horn.
That guy. Yeah, a similar take, but an opposite take. His idea.
Brian Williams should go do the Daily Show.
And Brian Williams can just be a celebrity. He doesn't have to worry about telling the truth. He can just be whatever he wants to be.
That
doing
would work.
The Daily Show.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I'd actually, you know, I'm rooting. I know probably I'm the only one, but I'd actually root for Matt Lauer to take that position. I like Lester Holt a lot too. He deserves the bump. I don't know. I don't think Brian Williams can recover from all this.
I think it might be a good way for them to solve their problems on the Today Show, though.
Yeah, swap. Maybe Matt Lauer for Brian Williams. How about that?
Put Brian Williams in the morning? Yeah, that might work. That's actually a pretty good idea, too. All right, so there's that story. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So, Kenny, what's your read? Or not yours necessarily, but the read of the folks who are continuing with input at our social media sites.
It's all about Brian Williams. Tim says, so he made a mistake. Who hasn't? At least he owned up to it and apologized. He still put his life in danger in Iraq.
He did? Well, I suppose anybody would.
Anytime you go over, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, what else?
Jeff says, everyone wants someone to be fired nowadays. What's up with that?
Well, it's because people are upset themselves at their own lot in life, and if they can't get fired or quit, then they want somebody else to get fired. that's the way it is. It's called mirroring. All right, what else?
Yvonne says, how many Fox reporters have ever been fired for lying?
I don't know, but probably they would have nobody there. The word lying is a very difficult word for me. Not telling the truth is better. There's a whole psychological thing that I have wrapped around lying, and I think it's affected me in lots of ways in my life, starting from when I was a kid and I was accused of it, and I hadn't been doing it, but there's that sort of thing that stays there, and I don't know that Brian Williams was intentionally lying. I think he does what a lot of people do, whether they're in the radio business, in the television business, in their own business, in our own lives. We embellish, and we are storytellers. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I are here in this program to tell you stories. They're based on fact, but then sometimes there are things that get added in that are either conjecture, opinion, something that we imagine, all of those things, but we're not held to the same standard as a Brian Williams or a George Stephanopoulos.
Whose idea is to have a relationship of trust with the people that he's talking to. You know, this is what gets to me, though, Doug. This is the same thing that's been happening. I mean, is it distinct that Brian Williams lied about something like this? Yeah, but this has been the trend in news for so long, where the people that deliver the news want to insert themselves in the news to become celebrities.
Inserting themselves.
The days of Walter Cronkite, gone. Nobody, you know, nobody's just content being the guy that tells you what happened without a spin.
See, I don't think Brian Williams intended any. I think he just was telling a story. I think he just embellished upon it because he didn't even think that anybody would check. It was just part of the story, part from him. That, and that's something when you're in that seat, you can't do what he did. But I don't even think he was conscious. I don't think there was intention. I don't think there was any of that to this. I just think he didn't think. That's really what it amounts to. He didn't think about the ramifications of some of the things. And what's hard about this, think about, and I'm not holding myself up for anything other than an example of I'm on the air 5 or 6 hours a day and have been for 50, well, I've been on for 5 hours a day, but I've been on 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours a day for 50 years. So you, in that time frame, there's a lot of room for making gaffes, and I've made plenty of them over my career, and I've made plenty of them in my personal life. And that's just kind of how it is. We all are there. I'm not judged by whether I'm telling the truth or not. I'm judged by how many people put their ears to the radio when I'm on the air.
Right.
Not so with, well, Brian
with
Williams.
That desk. Yeah, if you were doing talk radio, no big deal. Right. If you were doing even a different type of news. If you were doing the Today Show, probably no
Fox.
Big deal.
Fox is not held to the same standard.
Yeah, Fox, MSNBC, they all have their own spin.
It's make-believe there. So, anyway, this is a difficult circumstance, but makes for great self-reflection. Mm-hmm. That's what I think comes out of this. I don't really give a damn what happens to Brian Williams. It isn't going to affect my life one way or another. But is it a lesson for all of us in relationships, whether you're with, do you tell your boss the truth all the time?
Yes.
Jennifer, do you always tell me the
truth?
Every
time.
Do you always tell your father, who's your other
boss?
Every
time.
And the guy at the radio station, you always tell him that?
Always.
Always, all right. Kenny, have you ever not told me the truth?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, Richie has.
I've told you some truths you didn't want to hear, but I don't think I've ever...
That's actually very honest.
I think it's time for a commercial break. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in-store only while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. Or, if it's Brian Williams doing the tag, Valvoline, 213 years under your hood.
Stop bungling the truth.
You know, that's the thing that's been funny or amusing about this. I've gotten 100 emails from people with Brian Williams jokes.
Oh, they're hysterical.
I mean, they're just everywhere.
If you look at my Twitter feed, they're constant pictures. Brian Williams at the Last Supper, Brian Williams signing the Declaration of Independence. It's great.
All right. This is mishaps or mayhem in the news. A female delivery driver for Domino's, because, you know, Domino's delivers.
They deliver.
Was kidnapped at gunpoint. Was it Antioch, California?
Antioch, uh-huh.
North of San Francisco.
Great name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was assaulted. The teenage boy, 17-year-old boy, who ordered the pizza, approached her with a gun, and then apparently had his way with her in some way, shape, or form. But is there anything that's safe to do?
I don't know. I had at some point, and I thought, gosh, this is weird. Maybe 6 months ago, I'd ordered pizza, and a woman delivered the pizza, and I thought, I don't know. Is this okay? I mean, I've never had a female pizza delivery lady before.
I bet you they also have a change in company policy at Domino's.
And it's
that.
Too bad. I mean, how silly that a woman can't walk up to a doorstep and hand a pizza. But
that's the problem. Our society, in many ways, especially teenagers, are so sexed up. They're so, I mean, we've all, as kids, when we grow through puberty, get sexed up. But because of the stimulation of all of the things that are available for you to watch on your device, who knows what 17-year-olds are, you know, across the top of a stream says, please sign in to verify you're over 18. Oh, you could make all that stuff. You can make up anything.
And I think this is the new wave of crime. Like, people, like, the people that commit crimes want the crime to come to them now. It's less about going in and robbing somebody and more about luring people into a bad environment, I think.
Really?
It's weird.
Really? So here's the crime of the year. Or maybe last year, actually. Fellow who killed Chris Kyle, the American sniper.
Sure.
The first witnesses are beginning to show up. I think the trial actually starts today for this fellow who's accused of killing him. And the first, I think the first witness is going to be his wife. Is it Taya? Is that how you pronounce your name? T-A-Y? Taya.
I'm just surprised that that movie came out. If I were the team for the guy that did this to Chris Kyle, I would have tried to hurry up that trial before this movie came out.
I wonder how much. I don't even know. I hadn't thought about that before.
Where do you find impact? A jury who hasn't been touched by this story?
Right,
it's huge.
Yeah, right. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
The world of science says it's time to start studying the possibility of injecting something into the Earth's atmosphere to cool down the planet. Scientists say they want to inject sulfur pollution. They want to put something into the sulfur that is high in the atmosphere. It's above 45,000 feet, up to where if you go to 110,000, 120,000 feet, you begin to see the darkness on the other side of the atmosphere. They want to put more things in that upper atmosphere to reflect the sun's heat. Who thinks that's a good idea? Because we are something. It's something for somebody to do.
Yeah, it's for a smart person.
Let's apply for a grant from the federal government.
An injectable solar
panel. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, it's not a panel. It's just something that will spray into the atmosphere. 21 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Owen, Ken Kessler.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
How many times does it take to learn? The further I hold my heart, the harder it burns. Even though I could try to protect my soul.
Here's an interesting story. I guess you'd be the judge of that. I found it interesting. This is a song called Dancing in Gold. It's the first of three extended play tunes a group called the Von Trapps are going to release. The first one's coming out on April 14th. So who are these people? Yes, exactly who you think they are. As their name suggests, they are four descendants of the Von Trapp family singers. Remember the Sound of Music?
Yeah,
their names are Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and August Von Trapp. They are the grandchildren of Werner Von Trapp. They've performed together since they were kids, and they have a great, kind of a nice way with their voices. They get influence from a number of musicians, Beach Boys, amongst others. Impact of the folks from the Van Trapp family. What do you think?
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I did, but I mean, it's more cool because it's them.
Right.
Don't you think, Kenny? I mean, that's really what... That's
a fun thing.
Yeah, right. It's cool. So, we have... don't we have that someplace on the web? Or do we not have that someplace on that?
No,
web
we don't. Thing?
We don't. This is a subtle suggestion from the boss. All right. It's time for fun excerpts from the late night shows, monologues, including Conan O'Brien and Seth Meyers here.
Despite the Brian Williams lying scandal, the NBC Nightly News led in the ratings last week. Can I understand? What a great thing.
Yeah,
although I should note those figures were reported by Brian Williams. I'm just telling you what I heard. There's a rumor that NBC is going to have Tom Brokaw fill in temporarily as NBC News anchor. Yeah. Yeah, why not? I like Tom. Yeah. When asked why Brokaw, a network spokesperson said, because the only other NBC icon we have from the 80s is Bill Cosby.
This is exciting. For the second year in a row, a Girl Scout in San Francisco is on track to exceed her cookie sales goals by selling in front of a marijuana store. Selling in front of a marijuana store. The Girl Scout says it's like shooting fish fans in a barrel. It's not hard. Also, a lot of times, they'll buy twice because they forget the first box.
And here's Ellen DeGeneres, my favorite. I like Ellen. I like Wendy Williams as far as daytime talk shows are concerned. Ellen here jokes about a new study that says sitting is harmful to your health.
Okay, here's the shocking news. They found out sitting can kill you. I know. That's why I'm standing. Some of you are thinking, but Ellen, I work out. That matters. Going to kill you. You're thinking, Ellen, I wear those things that shock your abs and tighten your abs. Tough beans. Going to kill you. As CNN put it, sitting will kill you even if you exercise. Can you believe this? It's a real study done by real doctors, not pretend doctors like Dr. Oz or Dr. Phil. They found that modern life has become so sedentary that it outweighs the benefit of all the exercise we do. A study found out that some people sit 12 hours a day. I know, their names are Kathy Lee and Hoda. Every day they find out something new that you have to worry about. Like when I was growing up, they said smoking was good for us. And now we find out it kills you. And then they said salt is good, kills you. Diet soda is good, kills you. Now salt is good again. That's why I stick to things I know will always be good for me. Kale and electronic cigarettes.
Really? Can you see? She doesn't look like a smoker to me, does she? Do you?
Most doctors will smoke. It wouldn't surprise me.
Really? She was a smoker?
Huh. Yeah.
All right.
They do it in lieu of eating.
Do they? Yeah. Or they have to have this supposed look.
Yeah.
Which is, well, I mean, look at the people. Look at the people who are. Well, never mind. I was thinking about the opposite end of the spectrum. But who am I to judge? 28 after the hour. This is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, how risky or effective would it be for the United States to further arm the Ukrainian government against the Russian-backed insurgents?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Whoa! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and David Frum. Should America's moral indignation over the Russian-backed separatists in the Ukraine lead us to further arm the Ukrainian government, or does that risk a further war?
Core assumption behind the go slow approach is that it is the West that is regulating the pace of the conflict. If we respond in some way, if we help Ukraine, then Russia will escalate. Russia is escalating now. The last weekend in Ukraine was the most violent yet. We are talking about over 5,000 people dead.
Over time, over the whole year.
Over the whole year, year plus. It's obviously possible for things to get worse. But bear in mind, one of Putin's possible aims, and one of the things that's been a lot, is he wants a confrontation with NATO to break NATO.
It's not about doing nothing. I agree we can't sit here and do nothing. But the question is, do we do something militarily? And that's where, you know, perhaps David, and I part company, I'm not sure how he actually feels about this. But again, if you don't threaten to punch somebody in the nose unless you know you can actually take them down. And we're not going to do that in the Ukraine with Putin and Russia.
So we've got to be
careful
not to cross a red line as a Syrian.
No, don't make a threat that we can't back up.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and David Frum.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's no-bake casserole unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kits. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now it's 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday already. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, focusing on the Brian Williams thing for a moment. I don't want to overcook this thing. It's new.
Too late. Not you, but everybody else. Yeah.
He's been suspended for 6 months, yada, yada, yada. That was interesting. New York Times writer Maureen Dowd said Williams' determination to wrap himself in others' valor is indefensible, but it seems almost redundant to gnaw on his bones, given that the Internet has already taken down a much larger target, the long-ingrained automatic impulse to turn on the TV when news happens. Although there was much chatter about the revered anchor and the moral authority of the networks, does anybody really feel that way anymore? The answer is yet. Because, well, when you get to the millennials anyway, or even Jennifer's in her late 30s, I remember when she was in her late 20s, I remember when she was in her late teens.
I consider myself in my mid-30s. But
okay, good. That's good. I consider myself to be in my mid-60s, too. So, anyway, what do you use for news?
I'm a little different. You can't judge by me. I read the newspaper still, the old-fashioned one, you know, with the print on it.
Yeah, right, yep.
I watch TV news as well, because it's a different perspective, and I do a lot of stuff online. So I'm really kind of a hybrid. But I also do this for a living, so I feel like that's the right thing to do, because you don't want to just get it from one place, or you're kind of skewed.
Well, no, I think I said the computer I have on my farm, 14 or 15 different news sites. Kenny, how many sites do you travel through the course of the day, the evening, and the night when you're putting a lot of things together for this program?
Oh, at least a dozen.
Yeah. So there's that, but we get our news because we have to digest it and have something interesting to say about most of it, whereas you just want to be a consumer of information and you want to know that what you're seeing or hearing or reading is accurate, which is a real tough problem these days. And that's what this is bringing out. The fellow who writes for TV in the New York Daily News said the Williams fiasco is yet another black eye for the news media. Which has far too often I'm paraphrasing here because it's a long paragraph. We have too many problems with the public trust. When the managing editor of a news organization can't be counted on to tell the truth, there's no faith in the news leadership anymore. When the initial accusation is met with obfuscation, half apologies, and a refusal to enforce accountability, the company looks opaque, unethical, and unfair. That's an interesting overview. Okay, so anyway, that's the Brian Williams story. Meanwhile, a grand jury in New York City has indicted that rookie police officer. You remember the story? He fired into a darkened stairwell in a housing project in New York City, and he killed a guy that was just standing there waiting for an elevator. I don't remember what the rest of the story was. Do you remember, Kenny, why he was in there in the first place? There was some report of shenanigans going on in the building, if I remember correctly. And this guy went to investigate, and he was apparently... I didn't think New York police officers traveled alone, but he apparently was in this...
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I thought they were twosies,
well,
too.
Well, there may have been two people. One was in one place...
doing something else, yeah.
...checking out some other noise. But I think... Anyway, the point is that this fellow is now being indicted for murder. Is that appropriate? Kenny, yes, no?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. You fire into a darkened stairwell, you have no idea who's in there.
Yeah. The police will tell you, well, you know, it's a tough job. I'm tired of hearing that, frankly. It is a tough job. We know that.
It's a tough job.
But that doesn't excuse bad behavior or inappropriate training or both. And so in this circumstance.
And your training should have you at a place where your nerves don't get shaken. Because, look, if that were me and I was scared and I was, had something going on around me and you want to go, okay, maybe I fire first. But I haven't had the training that these police officers are supposed to have. So it's probably a fair case. We'll find out.
All right. Who thinks that lasers that shoot down drones using electromagnetic cannons are a good idea?
Sounds complicated.
Listen to this. So, and we have this now. There's a whole new division in the military and the Air Force of counter drone intelligence. They're trying to figure out, because they figure, okay, now we can buy a drone for $600-$700. How much you pay for the drone you bought for your father that I told everybody?
$100.
$100. Okay, but they can't carry it. It doesn't carry anything at $100.
It's built-in camera. Is about
okay.
It.
What do you? What? How big does the drone have to be in order to carry something that's dangerous, Kenny? Would you say 1,000 pounds? 600 pounds? What's the size of a drone that would be lethal?
Yeah, I would think it would have to be close to that.
Although people are taking these little $100 drones and strapping drugs and stuff to them, like stuff.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Okay, so in this circumstance now, the Chief of Naval Operations has gone to work to strategize on how we are going to shoot down dangerous drones. And as a result of this, the fellow's name is Rear Admiral Jonathan Greenert. He was a fellow who was explaining this laser gun known as the Laser Weapon System, or LAWS. God, there's another. There's another, right? But it's Laser Weapon System, LAWS. It's being tested aboard a warship in the Persian Gulf this week. And the admiral says it's working pretty well. I think it's a thing of the future. Let's see. The laser gun costs $1 to fire for 10 seconds, long enough to burn out the engine of a drone. Let's see here. The comparison is a projectile that would be shot from a warship, which costs $20,000 a shot.
Wow.
So you shoot with this laser thing, and it's $1. Or if you shoot conventional weaponry at a drone, it's $20,000. Hello. Can you imagine think about this. In that we've been talking a little bit in the last week or so about the Defense Department budget, which is bloated. It's full of waste, fat, corruption, abuse, all kinds of things. But how much money is, how many of these $20,000 hits do you think there are between the Air Force and the Navy and the Marines and the, how many of those things, what does it cost to shoot off a bazooka? What does it cost to shoot a round from a tank? What does a torpedo cost? You ever thought about those things?
I have not, actually. Never thought to myself, what does it cost to shoot off a bazooka? No, no. Well, never, maybe, never crossed my mind till right now.
Maybe you should be thinking about that, Jennifer, know. Because they are your tax dollars at work.
I feel so superficial, to be honest.
Yeah, the shooting a cruise missile costs $1 million. The guys who are supplying us with armaments love this stuff. They love our wars in Afghanistan and wherever we can go.
It's cha-ching.
They're the guys who are the ones actually who are responsible for them in the first place, in my mind. All right, 19 before the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Attention construction pros, IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right, two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando today and tomorrow. Go to IronPlanet.com. The three-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando auction or buy it online. Go to IronPlanet.com right now and view guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to IronPlanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business. It'll all be sold today and tomorrow. Attend it live in person or go online to IronPlanet.com.
All right, this is a really good opportunity for those of you who are in the construction business. If you have a small construction business, medium-sized construction business, big construction business, you may or may not know about IronPlanet.com. This big auction starting today through Friday is for guys like me who love toys, boys with their toys. This is the cat's meow. If you want to check it out just for fun, go to IronPlanet.com and see what they have there. All the big stuff. There are 1,500 items they're going to sell over the next 3 days. So if you're looking for construction equipment, again, whatever size your operation is, you don't have to go down there. Just go online to ironplanet.com. Very cool stuff. 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I examining the number of people who have gone to join extremist groups. The study, which is basically aimed at finding out who's going to Syria, mm-hmm. to fight with ISIS, Afghanistanis, Pakistanis, Iraqis, Yemenis, Somalians, 20,000 people, it's estimated, have gone to the Islamic State to fight with these extremists. Travel by fighters exceeds the rate of foreigners who went to wage jihad in Afghanistan and some of these other countries. I find it hard, and these people are doing such a great job of selling this. Kenny, I guess that's really what it is. They're motivating people from all over the place. How many Americans have we had go over there to fight the with the Islamics, with the ISIS people? And Canadians have gone. But have you seen any Mexicans?
Not many.
Think about this. Now, you don't see any Mexicans. You see any Hispanics over there at all? Do you see any Asians? No. You don't. You see white people fighting with black people. Mm-hmm. That's what you see. Am I wrong? The Muslims are all very dark-skinned. And the people that are coming from the Europe, I mean, the exception is the people that are coming, there are some of these people that are coming, the look is one thing, and their religious affiliation is another. Because some of the Muslims, I mean, there are a lot of converted Muslims in America who are white. I know a kid who grew up, as a matter of fact, stepbrother to my two children for a while. My former wife was married to a guy who had three or four boys, and one of them became a Muslim when he was in college, converted, wore the dress, teaches in a school now, wears the garb, lives the life. It just seems to me that it, but it's hard. I mean, I can understand why you'd be attracted to converting to Muslim, to Islam, mm-hmm. but I can't understand what would attract you to want to go wage jihad. The go to
how it gets
Syria,
so bad
where
you're
guys.
Ready to I know.
Yeah, I don't get it. Frankly, don't make any sense.
People should just be knocked
then,
off.
But
the
you
planet.
See,
it's evil. They are evil.
No,
evil.
But you see, we think in one way, and they think in another way, and we try to figure them out, and we
and
can't.
Can't.
Now, no. Jennifer, what's the latest on Bobby Christina? Is she dead yet, or are there?
I don't think so. The thought was that they would release her from life support today because it's the 3-year anniversary of the day Whitney Houston died.
Right.
But from what I understand now, the family's saying, no, that's not the case. They're going to just, I don't know what they're going to do. They're just continuing to have prayer vigils and trying to see any little signs of life and hope from her.
She's comatose, 21 years old. What was the, police yesterday were looking into whether or not her boyfriend was somehow involved in this or whether he was around or not.
Yeah,
what's the story of that?
They're saying that maybe the injuries that she had were came from the boyfriend and then maybe he dumped her in the bathtub, something like that. He's saying no, she had bruises on her because it came from when he was trying to resuscitate her.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound too good. What is there about these women? Her mother was abused by Bobby Brown. She attracts it. What is there about not just women who are abused by men, but men who are abused by women?
You let it go once, and you go into this vicious cycle. And, you know, this is a weird relationship, though, all the way around. This is a guy who was raised as her brother, sort of. This was a young kid who Whitney Houston took in, and the two of them were raised together and then ended up forming a romantic relationship, either before or sometime soon after Whitney Houston died.
Yeah, there's something ugly in that.
Yeah.
In a moment, how much if you borrow money today to buy a house, what are you going to pay? What do you think your rate will be for the mortgage on a new home if you buy it today? I'll give you that info in a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Did he? What'd he say?
Let me see here.
All right, go. What? Go? Go, no. Baby, go, baby. Go, baby, go. All right, so if you were to buy a conventional home with a conventional mortgage.
With a conventional oven?
With a conventional oven in it, or a convection
oven.
Oven. Either of those, yes. You would pay, on average, 2.67%.
Okay.
The mortgage rate is below 3%. Now, I remember I thought it was a good deal when I had a 4.25 mortgage. What are you paying? What's your interest rate on your mortgage?
Oh, gosh, probably at 4, I think.
Yeah,
I refinanced
Kenny, yours?
To 4.
Yeah,
ours is just over 4.
Just over 4. So I wonder if it's worthwhile to refinance again.
I know.
If you've got a rate that's under 3.
Man, and dropping 2%, because I was originally at 6.5%, saves me about $400 a month. That's great.
And I'm trying to figure out what the cause of this huge dip is. I don't really, I'm not in the market for a mortgage. Matter of fact, I'm in the process of paying them off. But if I were to be in a situation where I wanted to borrow, I remember when I borrowed money in California to buy the houses that I had out there. And I think we were at 6 or 7%.
Yeah, it was high for a while.
And I didn't even think that was bad.
7 years ago, I was at 6.5%,
yeah,
I think.
Right, exactly. All right, stories galore here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time. So Jennifer and Kenny and I are going to listen with you to Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter. Today is going to talk with you about Amazon's new software, which scans and digitizes books. This is something that's pretty heavy, so stay tuned for that and a couple of other stories involving technology in your life in just a moment here on Good Day.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by George!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, for years, digitizing your music collection has been a breeze. Toss a CD into your computer and let iTunes take care of the rest. Amazon's new software, Kindle Convert, wants to do the same thing with your book library and let you digitize your physical books for use on your Kindle. After installing Amazon's software, Kindle Convert, Kindle Convert will ask you to start scanning the book you want to digitize. It'll then import the text and images as well as handwritten notes, highlights, and any other marks you've made. Before you get too excited, there are a few drawbacks. First of all, the software isn't free. It retails for $49. Also, after scanning, you have to go through to mark chapter headings, then fix and edit any issues that pop up. Once you take care of those steps, though, your content will be available on your Kindle. Kindle Convert isn't meant for titles available as ebooks on Amazon already, but if you've got personalized books, documents, or other keepsakes, Kindle Convert will help you preserve them forever. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Let Sam's Club help make this Valentine's Day special. Dazzle her with a half-carat diamond pendant for $6.99. That's nearly $200 less than appraisal value. Give a floral arrangement, including a dozen premium roses, for only $29.98. Or sweeten the day with 30 assorted Valentine's cupcakes for just $14.48. That's only 48 cents each. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right, here's the story of a new no-fly zone. The no-fly zone lets you establish a no-fly zone over your property. Story at DougStephan.com. Yes, you heard me right. Let you establish a no-fly zone over your property, keeping zones away. So if you are reacting to this like I am, because there's a whole new thing. Drone technology is headed to the farms, much as anything else, for all kinds of reasons. I don't want any drones flying over my farms. So let's see if you would like to establish a no-fly zone, according to the story at DougStephan.com. There are a number of drone hardware and software firms that are promising to honor your request. Among the apartments, the partners in this are Horizon Hobby, Drone Deploy, good God, Pixie Path, and some others. So most of the drones are unknown, most of these brands. I don't know. There are no Chevrolet robots, right, Kenny?
Yeah, there's no breakaway.
There's no Dodge. Right. No, not yet. So how does this work? The no-fly zone, you can set up you call the companies and tell them you can't fly over my property?
No, there's a website, noflyzone.org.
Of course, you register
your address.
Yes, yeah, indeed. Right.
Noflyzone.org, is that it?
That's
no-fly
it.
Yeah, zone.
Do jetliners have to take note of this too, hopefully?
That's going to be the next thing. Let's not even hold that thought. Some jet engine taking the drone, sucking it into the
engine. I'm talking about can we take jetliners away from our flight path as well?
Oh,
does the no-fly zone extend up?
If you are a homeowner, you can register your address and create a fence, a geo-fence, around your property so that nobody can. Well, but this is like you call the phone company or whoever you call because you don't want 800 calls from all of the robocallers.
Right.
And that doesn't really work, does it? I still get robocallers from people on my lines. I don't know whether that's... Well, anyway, all of these are unmanned vehicles. They have cameras. And so you can... Let's say you're naked in your pool. Why do you want somebody to have...
I go into my pool.
In the summertime, I'm in the pool naked all the time. Not all the time,
That's
but
great.
At night or late in the day. If I've been on the farm and I want to go jump in with a bar of soap, I don't want any drones flying over me. So
Take pictures of you. Come on.
Yeah. All right, what is this Samsung Smart TV privacy policy in terms of digital spying, Kenny?
The Samsung Smart TV is always listening. It uses voice recognition so you can tell it to turn on channels, but they want to know what it is you're looking for. So they convert your voice commands into text, some third party does, so it can always be listening to your conversation.
Great. There you go. So if you have one of these Samsung Smart TV things, you may want to throw it and chuck it into the toilet. All right, that's it. Technology, information, protect your...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.